Nearly everybody's on the water system.
What sort of streams are there around here of flowing water?
Well, the biggest one anywhere around here is what we call Big Creek. It's not really a big creek, but the Indians named it that, and it just stuck. There used to be Indians all over the place here in this part of the country. And they named that, and then it starts up in the upper part of the county and goes all the way down to Leaf River. And then back over this way, there's Tallahoma and
Tallahoma what?
Tallahoma Creek and Tallahaley Creek, and a little further out, Boghoma. You see, that's all Indian names.
What does creek mean exactly?
Well, it means a stream that's bigger than what we call a branch and not as big as a river. That's the only difference I can tell you.
Is there anything smaller than a branch?
Well, not that I know of, because that applies to any just little narrow stream or out maybe 3 or 4 feet wide.
What if it just has water in it after it's rained?
Well, I don't know. I guess you just call that a pond. I don't know.
What would you call a very small rise in land?
A ridge, I guess.
Or say if it just goes up like this, you'd say that was a.
A mound.
What about bigger than that?
Well, if it's very big, we'd call it a hill.
Any other names for different?
Well, now I know where there's one place like that we're all positive is an Indian mound, but we haven't got any way of knowing that it is, except the way it's shaped. And we used to just find hands full of Indian arrowheads around it. I don't guess anybody's ever gone there and dug in. I don't know what. I guess they could tell, if it was an Indian mound. But it's just a little round hill, you'd call it. It's 2 or 3 times as high as my head, and about as big as this whole house part here, not counting the porches. Only it's just as round as it can be. Without there's been somebody in there and dug down or hunting gravel or something.
So you think that's where the Indians?
I believe it was, and I don't have any base for my opinion except that it was just the way it was shaped, and then it being there where so many of those arrowheads were. I haven't been down there in 50 years. I don't know if you could still find arrowheads. In fact, I think it's grown up in pasture now. You have to turn the dirt over to be able to find those arrowheads. You can't just find them on top of the ground where there's grass and bushes and stuff.
What about something much bigger than a hill? What would that be?
Well, I guess a mountain would be the next thing.
And the rocky side of a mountain that comes juts out sort of and then drops off real sharp.
A precipice.
Okay, or say somebody jumped off the. He jumped over the what?
Precipice.
Any other name?
Not that I can think of. There probably is some other.
How about?
Cliff, I guess, would be one.
And if you had several of those, you talk about several.
Cliffs or precipices.
Okay. And up in the mountains where